let's go, guys. Let's begin.
Yeah. That was yesterday's. Okay. All right, begin we turn the Almud. Let's turn the Almud to Lamed Aleph Amud Beis with the Tosis. And I hope you guys got to see the Gemara really good, okay? Because we've been Baruch Hashem, everyone took the Bechine. And now we could concentrate, focus totally on the next sugya, which is the machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista by Shnei Kitim and Machashim Zutzu. How do we get involved in this sugya of two sets of witnesses that contradict one another? What brought us to this sugya of Rav Huna and Rav Chista? What brought us to the sugya? What does it have to do with Cheskes Habatim? Alan, what does it have to do with Cheskes Habatim? The machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chista. What do you say? Go ahead. I can't hear you. Go ahead. One fellow says he ate there 3 years. And what's the other fellow say? He ate there 3 years and it was his father's. Yes? So we said that they stand off each other, face off on the eatings, but only one of the fellow had on the achila. Now yesterday we discussed, those fellows that missed yesterday, please listen to the computer, okay? Because we discussed yesterday, Machlekes Rabbeinu Gershon, and one day in Tosfos against Rashbam, is there a guy actually squatting on the piece of land or not? Is there a guy squatting on the piece of land or not? Rashbam said there was not. This was the first sugi we've seen up till now where there's no guy on the land. According to Tosfos, one day in Tosfos and Rabbeinu Gershon, there was a guy on the land. They removed him and they put him back. Because we did the end of the Gemara also that the other fellow that lost brought Aiden and tied it up. So he is returned to become the owner. That's very critical. Please listen to that. We discussed that at great length yesterday. So you say very well, Alan. So how do you plug it in? Rav Nachman said what? They face off each other, but the guy who had Adam that was father's wins. And what did Rava say? In a halachic terminology. Adu Shabbalam Sasabalakula Ilmayakosha. Yes? Adu Shabbalam Sasabalakula. Machlek is Rav and Rav Nachman. How do you plug it in? Rava that says you throw all the Adam out holds what? Like who? In the case of Shnei Kiteinah, Machashim, Zuhetzu, and two sets of witnesses contradict one another. Was there alone? Was there not alone? Alan, who does Rava hold like? Who does Rava hold like? No, like Rav Chista. Rav Chista says two Adam that contradict one another, the sets? They're liars. They're postulated. So we throw them all out, right? And Rav Nachman holds like who? Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna. That was the lema. That Tosfos says every time Lame appears in Shas, 98% of the time, it's a Halamin that shlugged up. Okay. Rav Huna says, David, when two Adim contradict one another, two sets of Adim, not two Adim, they are kosher for futuristic cases. Let's see the top Tosfos, okay? Go ahead, David. Top Tosfos on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Go ahead. Zubo b'fnei atzma, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Zubo b'fnei atzma, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis on the top. Go ahead. A little louder, please. Go ahead. Le Basroi. Excellent. You have a first set of Adam that comes in and says, testifies there was a loan. Reuven lent Shimon $100,000. Says, push it. Testify what day there was a loan of $100,000. Push it. A week later, another set says, we were there on Tuesday at 10 a.m. on the corner, the street corner. You claim that there was a loan, Reuven gave $100,000 to Shimon. That is not true. It is bogus. Nothing happened there. That is hachosha, contradicting from one set to the next straight up. And what does Rav Huna say? They both walk away. They're both kosher in all futuristic cases. That is Rav Huna. Rav Chista says they become possible forever. Tosfos asks, Abam Kasha. He says, I don't understand. We should, Shmuel, if you don't have, please look on in the Tosfos side. Okay? Tosfos asks, a bomb kasha. If you don't have it inside, please look on. Tell you there's a bomb kasha. I don't understand. Bein lefi ravuna bein lefi tosefta. You should believe the second set. Let's get it down. You should believe the second set. The second set, Aaron came a week later, yes? So why should you believe the second set over the first set? Why should you believe? Because they have a migu. Because they could have said to the first set that what? The first set, they could have called them gazlanim. You guys are fakers. You guys are robbers. You guys are masachim kuvyu. If you hold the masachim kuvyu's postulates because of gezel. Or you straight up pickpockets. So, Bain or Ravuna? Ravuna says the face-off, they're both kosher. Why are they both kosher? The second set should win, the first set should be deemed posel. Bain lefi Rav Chista, what did Rav Chista say? They're both posel. Why are they both posel? The second set should win. This kasha is Bain lefi Ravuna, Bain lefi Rav Chista. That's Tosis Bam kasha. It's a migu. They have a migu. They have a migu. They could have called them gaslonim. If you have two Adam that come and say about two other guys, they're gazlan, they're posel. This is Tosis, very, very strong kasha. Okay? Now, based on what we learned in Chavtesim and Aleph, and we actually saw this Tosis very briefly, not the whole Tosis, but at least this point, what do you see from Tosis kasha? What does he hold? Go ahead, Chaim. Not exactly. Not migu, but makom in, but migu regarding what? Can you say in migu for who? For Adim. Can you say a migu for Adim? Can you say a migu for Adim? Yes, Adim come in and testify. They could have made a different testimony. You see from Tosis Kasha that Tosis holds that Adim can have a migu. That's what you see from Tosis Kasha. Adim can have a migu, which is a chiddush. Which is a chiddush, because we know you're dealing with two different individuals. What do you mean they could have made a better lie? How do you know what the other guy's thinking? How do you know what he's thinking? What, they read each other's minds? But you see from Tosis Kasha, Tosis Kushya, Adim, Yesh Lahem, Migu, which is a very big chiddush. But that's what Tosis assumes. That's what Tosis assumes. Now, I would say that would only work if you hold what? Mbeira or Kochatainen? What would you say? There are two approaches to migu, right? We're familiar with that from this morning in the Mechinin. You may claim A, you could have made claim B. Does that mean claim A is good because you could have made a better lie with B? That's Beirur? Or is it Kochatayin that you streamline the Namanis? If I would have said B, I would have won. Streamline it to A, I also win. Has nothing to do with what? You made a better lie. Alan, which one would you say? Excellent, excellent. You see from Tosis that this approach only works if you hold Koach HaTainen. Very good. Because the bottom line is Koach HaTainen. Because if it's Beirur, you don't know what the other guy's thinking. You know what the other guy's thinking? You don't know what the other guy's thinking. So if you don't know what the other guy's thinking, then you know what? Then forget about it. If you don't know what the guy's thinking, then we're not on the same page. How can they have amigo? But if you hold Koach HaTainen, I don't care. As long as theoretically there's a claim out there, streamline it. Streamline it. Now you could argue, oh, but maybe they wouldn't have both said it. Okay, but I don't care. Perhaps you could say theoretically it exists, I streamline it. So you see from Tosis Kasha that Adim do have a migu. Now does anyone recall we had mentioned a Tosis and Kedushin on Daf Mem Gimel? Does anyone recall that said, yes, there are situations, Tosis and Mem Gimel and Beis Maskev Hasha said, there are situations where we do say Adam have a migu. Does anyone recall that? We had it in Chazara. If it's going to potter them from Mamo, and like Elliot, both Seth and Elliot are both right. Each one saying both Terutzim. Very good. Seth says, Tosa said, if they're going to exempt themselves from paying, then how hard? It's not rocket science. There's only a few claims you can make to potter yourself. So they're going to have what is in mind of the other guy. And in the case of Chavtes, they were renters. They were wanting to get themselves out of money. That's what Seth says. And what does Elliot say? Elliot says also when they pay back, when you pay something, you could pay at different times. They're partners. One guy pays his rent at the 15th of the month. One guy pays the 22nd of the month. Doesn't have to be the exact same time. So there are situations where we do have amigo by Adam. But that's a particular situation. Let's write it down. Tosa says in Kedushin we said, right? And we did. I noticed over the week when I was chazrin, we did do smicha in Ataris Nadarim. It wasn't nachas. Remember, I said I thought I missed it. No, we had chazr that. We did chazr that. Wasn't the questions. So Tosa Kiddush says, can they lift or mamon? Can they lift or mamon? We say migula aided. Yes, migula aided. Because it's not rocket science. I mean, how hard is it to come up with a claim to p'tur? And what's the other thing? Like Eliot says, in Kedei Lomar Paranu. To say Paranu also. I mean, you can definitely what? Each guy can pay his half at different times. And that's what Tosa said in Kedushin. And that's the Bir Adav Nechlas. Moshe was Mazbir. Whereas in our Tosos, it's amazing. Our Tosa says, no. Carte blanche. Migu, Adam, have a Migu. So Tosa, please get it down. It's a bomb kasha. Bein lefi ravuna, bein lefi rav chista. You don't have, you look on, Michael, bein lefi ravuna, bein lefi rav chista. What's the din? The din is the second set should prevail. Now someone tell me, Rebbe, why can't you say the first set has a migu? Someone tell me why that's a klutz statement, right? You know klutz in Yiddish. Why that's not such a gewaltige statement, right? Why'd you say the first set has a migu? What's the answer to that? They're done already. They testified already. There's nothing to talk about. The second set's attacking them a week later. Let them win, though, because they had a migu they could have said. Instead of saying the loan never happened, they could have said, you guys loaned him. It's a bomb kasha, this Tosis. Okay. David, Viter. Let's see Viter. Very good. Go ahead. So what's the line? What does Tosa say in this line? What does Tosa say in this line? He says, I can quickly answer, not answer it, but he says, what else could they have made a claim? I'm going to write down. They have a migu to say, Gazla Nusa. Second set could say the first, Gazla Nusa. Okay? Gazla Nusa. That's their migu. What does Tosa bring up here now, Ellie? They could have what? They could have been mazim them, the second set. What does mazim mean? They could have said what? Imanu Hayisa. You couldn't have testified alone in New York on 185th in Amsterdam. You were with us in L.A. at that same time. Why don't they have that migu? They could have been mazim them. So what does he say, David? That what? Why would the second set never say that? That's not a legitimate migu. Because why? They're afraid. A migu that you're afraid, we've learned, right? It's not a good migu. Tosa said that already went. Where? What daf did Tosa say that? Where do we have that Tosa said you don't see a migu they're afraid of saying? Excellent, Seth. Lamed Aleph on off on the top of Yomid. Very good. Excellent. That top Tosas, right? Tosa said the Machlokes Shach and Marsha had to learn up that Tosa's kasha. But the terrence was that they're afraid the guy's going to whip. Oh, you say that there was a. The Marakama, you say that you bought it from the middleman, Mara's going to say, where's your star? He's just not going to be a star, I'll take it away from him. He never said, Migo Pachat. Where else did Tos say, thinking about it even more? Thinking about it even more, Tos said, Allah, Manaf, Manaf. Didn't he say, Anachav Tessa, Manaf? Yeah? Didn't Tos say, Anachav Tessa, Manaf? Yeah, that they were afraid Shem Yiska their claim from the second time. So we had it really twice already. That small Tos, Anachav Tessa, Manaf. Hani Nogin. We had it in two Tosasim already. In what we've learned so far. Now we don't say amigo of pacha. Now that works with what shita? That works with what shita of migu? Which approach of migu? I could have made a better lie. But if I'm afraid to make that better lie, then it's not a good migu. That works with what? That works better with Beirut. Okay? So on one hand, Taisa says, Avadim should have a migu with kochataina, but then he says, you know what? He switches. Does everyone hear how we're learning the Taisa? He starts off understanding with the approach that migu is what? Koach ha-tayne, Adam have a migu. Then he makes an about face and says, you know what? They'll never have a migu because why? Oh, they won't have a migu of what? Of mazim because they're afraid. Pachat. So I'm saying when Tosis employs that, he's employing what? Biru. He's employing biru. So it's a little bit strange, you know? Because if you employ biru, so then you should get employ Birur. They're afraid. So let me ask you a question. So if they're afraid of Birur, right? They're afraid. So they're not going to make the claim. But Pachad. So Ein Migu. Ein Migu. So let me ask you, David, why are they afraid by Hazama and not afraid by Gazlanusa? Everyone, please cop this. Michael, come on, let's get this. Why are they afraid to say Hazama on the second set to the first cop to be mazing them, but they're not afraid to say to the first set, you're Gazlanim? Tosis says, don't worry about Hazama, they're afraid. Why aren't they afraid about Gazlanis? But more than that, this is very important. It's more than that. The Chassam Sofer writes like this. Please get it. Chassam Sofer is Masber Taisvus. It's an amazing shot he suggests. Zach, you with me? Yes? Why is the second set Taisvus should be believed to say the first set of Gazlanim? So Taisvus says, what? Maybe they'll say the first set are also their mazing them. That Taisvus says were what? What does Taisvus say? They're afraid to say Hazama. So I'm asking you, when you read this Taisvus, why are they afraid about Hazama and not afraid about Gazlanusa? No, let's let Davidson know. But more than that, technically, let's get it. Tom Surface is an unbelievable Hesbro. When you're mazing someone, what do you have to do? The first set says there was a loan on Amsterdam 185th on Tuesday morning at 11. What do you have to do Hazama? What do you have to do Hazama? Second set has to say, you were with us in L.A. when? At 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Right? That's what you have to do Hazama. You're pinned down to a certain time because they already said when they saw the loan, the first set. So you have to challenge them and say, at 8 a.m., you were with us in L.A. So you know what they're going to be afraid of? They're going to be afraid that there's a third set out there that saw that they were not in L.A. at 8. I don't know, they were in Miami at 8, or wherever they were. You understand what I'm saying? They're afraid the first set's going to zap them back and find Aiden that'll say, you guys are liars. You guys are liars. You weren't in L.A. Because we know the third set will say, you were with us in Florida, the first set. First set says to the second set, you're being mazing us that we were with you in L.A. at 8 a.m.? Oh, I heard Aiden that saw you in Miami. They're going to be afraid the second set to be mazim the first set because the first set's going to zap them right back because you're pinned down to a certain time. Whereas by Gazlanis, one second, by Gazlanis, Shmuel, you follow me? By Gazlanis, they can make up any time they want. They'll make up a time and say, where no one saw them. The second set will say, the first set, we saw you at Wednesday at 1 p.m. stealing from a bank in the middle of Manhattan. Okay? And, okay, it could be a scenario. I said 1 p.m. could be 1 a.m. No one was around. No one was around, so they know they won't get caught. You understand what I'm saying? No one is around, so there's no way they can get caught. So they are not afraid at all to say Gazlanis. Do you hear this sharp chiluk? That's what the Chassam Sofer comes in Masber's the Taisvus. You have to say like that. When you say Gazlanis, you can make up any time you want and say, oh, I saw you stealing a bank at 3 a.m. in the morning. No one is around to have seen them to be, that the first set can defend themselves and mazing them. But when you try to be mazim, the second set, mazim the first set, you're pinned down to a time. So they're risking the fact that the first set might find other Aiden, which is a third set, will go against the second set. So they're scared out of their wits. So they never would make a taina by Hazama, but they will make a taina by Gazlanusa. Does everyone hit that chiluk? That's what the Chassam Sofer says. You gotta say that. The Taisa is screaming for a Hezbi. You read the Taisa. What? One second. Why are they afraid of Hazama, not Gazlanusa? Yes, Yaakov.
They're relying when they're saying
Gazlana.
Like they're preparing themselves.
Yaakov,
they're saving themselves.
Yaakov, what is amigu? What is amigu?
It's something that could be true.
I could have made a better lie, but since I'm not, I'm telling the truth. The second set contradicts the first set, but the second set could have said the first set, you're Gazlanim. That's amigu. That's amigu. I could have made a better lie, but since I didn't make that lie, believe me on this. So the second set should win. You follow me? So the answer is, and they're not afraid to say this. This is a good migu. They're afraid to mazim the first set. Because by the first, when you mazim someone, you're pinned down to a time. You're locked in. Does everyone get, no, you got that? That's what the Chassam Sofer says. You're locked into a time. If you're locked into a time, they're afraid Adam saw them. And the first set will find those Edom. And then they'll be in trouble. They'll mazim them right back. That's what Tosis means. Pen yuzmu gamheim. Lest they themselves get hazama. By gazlanusi, you'll create a time period where no one saw them. So they're not afraid of anything. Yes, Adam.
Our original answer for the reason why we don't say that this Midu can even work is because we're afraid about Hazama, right?
No. The reason why the second set should be believed, Tosis is asking, because they have a Migu to say the first set are Gazlanim. They have a Migu.
Right, and then we say.
Then Tosis suggests maybe they have a Migu that could be Mazim the first set. So Tosis answers that is not legitimate because they would be mazimed back because the first set will find other Edom and say you couldn't have said that we were with you in L.A. because there are Edom that saw you in Miami.
Fine. So even according to that, why exactly are we saying that you can't bring this Migu for it to work because that we could potentially find other Edom? They can come and be
Zami you. No, we're not talking about that. Again, let's just get it. The second set should beat out the first set because the second set can say about the first set, you're Gazlanim. The second set cannot say to the first set to be Mazim them because they're afraid the first set will be Mazim the second set themselves back because they will find Edom. And the Chasam Sofer adds on, the Chiluk is the reason why they're not afraid about Gazlanim because you can develop a time where you won't be caught. You can develop a time when no one sees you. Whereas by Hazama, you must be pinned down to an exact time, and they're afraid that other Edom saw them, that they weren't in L.A., and then the first set will find those Edom, imazin them back. That's the Chiddush. Okay, so we're left with what? The Kasha Bakazonusa. David, Viter. Let's go. Go ahead. Okay. Very good. Go ahead. Now, did you see the Marsha? The Marsha in the back, let's get it down. The Marsha in the back erases the word va'od. Do you have the Gemara there? Yes, I gave you that small.
Oh,
you don't have it? You have it with your stuff. Okay, you bring it. Okay. If you look in Baba Kama, okay, I had the little shas, I gave it to Yossi. If you look in Baba Kama, there's a corresponding Tosfos. No, that was the Gemara I gave you. If you look in the corresponding Tosfos in Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Beis, Tosfos has the word what? Does not have the word va'od. So I want you to get that down. There's a corresponding Gemara in Baba Kama and Ayin Beis. And the Marsha says, if you look up that Tosfos there, the word od does not appear. Okay? The word od does not appear. Okay? Now, if you take out the word va'od, what does that mean? What does that mean? That means it's all going to be one answer. So read the next line, David. Go ahead. Demigu. The Trey Kimeya. Okay. Now, if you learn like the Marsha, this is Lechura what? All one answer. Okay, now what is the one answer? What is Tosa's answer? Please get this. I always thought the Ramban said this, but I don't have to try to find it, but it's really this Tosos. What Tosos is saying is as follows. Tosos is saying is that, you know what? The highest level of beer in the world is what? Is Edom. Edom is the highest level of bira. Hi gavoa shel bira. Gavoa shel bira. Anything less than Edom is nothing. And therefore, migu b'makom Edom is a nothing. And therefore, not only that, a migu cannot what? Cannot help you out. Because you could have Trey, you could have two Edom on one hand, and you could have 100 Edom on the other. It's a complete face-off. Oh, Shkoyev, you want to say I have a Migu? Doesn't mean anything. This host, Edom are the greatest. 2 equals 100. 2 equals 100. So what? You're going to tell me one cot of Edom has a Migu? So what? The other cot doesn't have a Migu? Who cares? It's Trey Kameya. So, Shkoyev, I have a plus. I have a cot with a migu. I have another cot, believe migu. So what? It's Trey Kamea. You could have two Adim versus 100 Adim. Shkoyach, you have two plus Amigu. The other one doesn't have Amigu. It doesn't mean anything. In the realm of Birur, Adim is the end all. It is the ultimate. And you can add everything you want as possible. It doesn't help me. So Tosis answers this kasha. Shkoyach, the second set, has Amigu of Gazal Nusa. That is bogus. Because it's against the Kat of Adim. You could add a Chazaka, you could add a Migu, you could add a Rove, you could pile on all the types of Birurim and Halacha. It doesn't help me. It doesn't help me. And therefore, what I want to bring out is that when Tosis asked the Kasha, he was coming from the perspective of Koach HaTaina. And then Tosis makes an about face in his answer and switches and says, what is Migu? Migu is not Koach HaTaina, but what is Migu? Migu is Birur. And once you talk about Birur, then what? Once you talk about Birur, nothing what? Nothing Gavoa, nothing is considered to be what? Equal to Adam at all. Nothing is considered to be equal to Adam at all. And therefore the level of Birur Migu doesn't help. But at least in the Kashi he held Koach HaTaina. And in the Teretz, he's saying not that way. Now that's if you read David, like the Marshal, and you erase the word Va'od. Okay? However, it is possible to perhaps be masber as follows. There is the Torah Chaim in Baba Kama. Let's get it down. The Torah Chaim in Baba Kama argues and has the word Va'od against the Marshal. The Torah Chaim in Tosim Baba Kama comments the word Va'od should be there. And since the word Va'od should be there, you see that there are what? There are two terutzim in this Tosis. It's not just one terutz, it's two terutzim. And the Torah Chaim writes Va'od. If in fact there are two terutzim, in fact we have it, but it's in parentheses, in the Zion, it quotes the Marshal, what exactly is Tosis driving at? What is Tosis driving at by saying these two terutzim? Why does Tais, what is the first teretz is Migu b'makom enim lo aminin, and then he says va'od, any of these pluses are nothing. All these pluses, these additions, don't work. Because Adim stand on their own. You cannot tilt the scale with anything else if you have Adim. So what's going on in the, what does Tosa say in the first teretz? What's the first teretz say, David? Migu b'makom enim lo aminin. What does he mean to say? So let's say the pshat as follows, okay? If you interpret Tosis as two different terutzim, it will have to run as follows. What is he trying to say firstly by saying Migu b'makom enim lo aminin? What does he mean to say? So what he means to say is as follows. Let me ask you. Let's say you have two sets of Adim fighting. One of the set of Adim would take a Shvua even. Shvua. Shvua is even higher than a Rov. Higher than a Chazaka. Higher than a Migu. Let's say one of the sets of Adim takes a Shvua. What's the din in that case? Would that mean anything to Shvua? Would the Shvuah mean anything? No. Shvuah is not acceptable. Shvuah also, let's write down all the types. You could have a Migu, could have a Rov, could have a Chazaka, you could even have a Shvuah. It doesn't make a difference. So Tosus introduces by saying the first Teretz, I want you to get this, then Migu B'Mokamim is nothing. That's what he's saying in introducing this first Teretz. That's what he means to say B'Therish, in the first line. Migu has no Koach to Machriach anything. That's the first teretz of Tosis. And then he says, like the second teretz, who is the sheet in Amoraim that we said, Migu b'makom enim amrinim? Which sheet in Amoraim says, Migu b'makom enim amrinim? Which sheet did we say? Remember, Rabba was Chozer Bo, was a Havamina and Lamed Alfam Rabban Chozer Atoin. But who is the sheet that Tosis said? Rav Chista and Lamed Gimel Bey says, Migu b'makom enim lo amrinim. Tosis says as follows, even according to Rav Chista, who holds Migu b'makom enim, what does that mean? What does Migu b'makom enim mean? Does that mean that Migu is more powerful than Adim? Chas v'shalom. Even according to Rav Chista, who holds Migu b'makom enim, it doesn't mean that Migu is more powerful than Adim. Ain't a kavonet that Migu is better than Adim. No, it doesn't mean that. That's impossible. Let me ask, would you ever kill anyone or execute someone based on a Migu? Of course not. Only al pishnayim Adim yumas ames. The answer is Rav Chista says, Rav Mominis, there is a koach of Migu like two Adim. And therefore, we could establish the piece of land, Becheskes Marakama. So therefore, even though the second set has a Migu, the Migu is not more powerful than Adim. And even if you say it's kilu boe edim, we assume halach lamaisis like trei kameya. That's the din. So in other words, if you interpret this taisvis that there are two separate terutzim, if you interpret this taisvis that there are two separate terutzim, what's the first terutz? The first terutz is that what? Migu b'makom einam l'arminu. What does he mean to say about that, Michael? He means to say that a migu is what? Migu is nothing. Even if you take shvuas or robes, it doesn't mean anything. And then what's the v'od terutz, David? He says, even if as an assist man, it doesn't work. Why is that? Even as an assist man, it doesn't work. Why not? Because even if you'll migu b'makom einam, like Rav Chisda, all that means is that not migu is not better than einam. What it means is that it'll allow you to be keep the karka. Cheskes marakama. You'll be able to keep the karka, but you won't be able to execute someone. And even if you say it's if other Adam came, so what? Trey Kamea. Let's say you'll say Migu's like another set of Adam. So it's four against two. So what? Trey Kamea. So that's how you would interpret our Taisis Nachama. If you view it as two terutzim, what he's saying is as follows. He introduces us as saying Migu Malkam Adam Larminan, that all of these things in the realm of Birur, Adam is the best. And even if you hold like Rav Chisda, that Migu B'makom Adam is good, even if you hold like Rav Chisda, that Migu B'makom Adam is good, what do you mean it's good? Not that it's better than Adam. All it means is that you're able to keep a status quo and give the land back to a Marakama. That's the Gemara Lamed Gimlum and base. But that doesn't mean that you could execute someone. And even if you want to say that Migu would be like another set of Adam, Shkoich, it's another set. Four against two is like four against four. 100 against 2 is like 100 against 100. It doesn't do anything. And that's what the Nachlus Moshe wants to interpret Pshat in our Tosas. If you view it as all two terutzim, if you view it as two terutzim with the word v'ol, like the Toros Chaim has in Bava Kama, that's what he's trying to say. First he's trying to say that Amigu is nothing compared to Adam. Then he says, even if you hold that Amigu is B'makom Adam, doesn't mean that it's more powerful than Adam. It's not more powerful than Adam. And that's how Tosas answer what? Answers our kasha. Okay, so that's if you view it as two terutz. If you view it like the Marashah, it's all one terutz. And the one terutz is that in the realm of Birur, it's a nothing. But what I want to bring out is, very more importantly, is that the two approaches to Tosfos in the kasha is that he held that Migu was called Chataynin. And in the Maskana, in the terutz, the first terutz of Tosfos is holding what? That it's a Birur. And in the realm of Birur, Adim Lamais are the highest level, and Migu does not help at all. And he introduces that by saying Migu Makom Adim in the first terence. If you interpret it as a second terence, it says, even if you want to say Migu is Chashav, it's not better than Adim. And even if you view it as like it's another cat, but it's still two against two. Okay, bite to David. Next terence. Go ahead. Right. What does the Bach say? The Ein Das. Go ahead, yeah. The Ein. Yes. Right, he says beferish lo shaych migu ela ba de mechad involved in the bach ava b'shnayim lo shaych migu dein da shove what the one guy wants to claim the other guy doesn't want to claim. Oh, so that's Tosfos' second teretz. So we have two terutzim of Tosfos. One teretz, right, is this teretz, one big teretz about the concept of Adam. Another teretz is ain omrim migu the what? Betray. You don't say migu betray Adam. Finished. They don't know what they're thinking. Well, let me ask you, how does that square with the first teretz? Why does the first teretz say different than the second teretz, and the second teretz say different than the first teretz? Well, I thought we explained the first teretz based on Birur, right? What's the second teretz here? What's the second teretz? Second teretz also is what? Is also Birur, no? Second teretz to say they're never going to make a better lie because no one knows what the other guy's thinking, right? So what's the difference between these two teretz matoises? Why do the two teretz matoises are fighting with each other? If both of them hold Birur, what's the difference? What do you mean v'od amri? What is the difference between these two teretz? David, what do you say? Second teretz says you don't know what they're thinking. The first teretz gives you more of an objective shot, right? So I want to say as follows. I want to say that there's a third shot. There's three approaches to Migu. One is Birur, Two is koach hataina. And number three is what we want to call like a subjective birur. Birur al yaday subjective. However you're going to say subjective. Al yaday what? Subjectivity. We'll say al yaday anashim. Okay? Not objective, emes. There's a Ramban in Baba Basra in our Masechta Kufla Madala that says, you know what? Migu only works depending on how the guy wants it. If the guy wants it, then a migu works. The Ramban has such a language that a migu has to be something the guy wants. A guy says Yeshli Bonim. He wants to get his wife out of Yibum. He's about to die, Rahman al Islam. He says Yeshli Bonim. He has a migu to say that he divorced his wife. Yes? We discussed at great length, Machlekes Tyson Ramban on one hand against the Rashbam, so said, is that woman mutter to who? Is that woman mutter to a Kohen? His claim was Ishli Bonim. But the migu that he could have said he divorced his wife is what makes him believed. So can this woman actually marry a Kohen or not? We discussed that. Does the migu transfer or not? Let me ask you. Let's say the guy, when he said Ishli Bonim, doesn't want his wife to be usher to a Kohen. He doesn't want to mess her up and to be limited to who she can be able to marry. So the Ramban gives such a teretz and he says, the reason why this woman is mutter is because he doesn't want that. It's kind of like subjectively, your migu will make you believe, but you can basically configure and articulate how I want it to be used. He doesn't want it to mess his wife up. He wants it to allow him to be believed, but not to the degree that she'll be usher to a Kohen. So the Ramban writes, a migu is dependent on what the guy wants. It's like tolui bira yidanashim. You know what I write? Sarich kavana. It's like you need kavana. It's like he didn't want that claim really to come out of his mouth. He wanted it to come out of his mouth, but he didn't. You understand what I'm saying? He wanted it to be there to make him be believed on Yeshli Bonim. But he didn't want to actually say it to prohibit her to be what? To us, sir. So he says, that's a good migu. But you have to go into the mind of the guy, the Ramban says, and think, does he really want that claim or does he not? So that's what I would like to say, okay? That's what Rabbi Tursky's son was asking me. The younger one. What?
Son.
Yeah, Rabbi Tursky's son. What's his? The younger one. Yeah, Nisano was asking me this Ramban. So I told him that I think the pshat in this Ramban is that that's like a third approach. It's like a subjective birur. It's a subjective birur. So I think what you have to say is, David, and I want you to get it down, I think that's what the second day in Tosa says. When we talk about migu being a bear, it means, will these guys really say it or not? I don't know what this guy's thinking. Okay, granted we're a set of Adam. I don't know what he's thinking. He doesn't know what I'm thinking. So how can you talk about a migu? It's a subjective type of thing that will they actually say it? Will they not say it? So if you don't know 100% slam dunk that they're going to say it, then it's not a good migu. The first Teretz of Tosa is talking purely objective birur. When I wrote objective, I'll just write emes. What I mean by emes here means totally objective emes. The bottom line is Adam are the top. Anything short of aim is nothing. Shvu, a robe, migu, chazak is a nothing. That first Teretz of Tosa, it's objective birur. That objective birur doesn't hold any water to Adam. Al pishnayim Adam yafim davar. But Michael, in the second day of Tosis, he says it's birur, but the birur is a sociological type of birur, a subjective type of birur, which theoretically has to be actually said. And if no one is a mind reader, and the first aid doesn't know what the second aid is thinking, second aid doesn't know what the first aid is thinking, so get that out of your mind, Tosis says. You cannot give a migu to a set of Adam. But what I'm saying is that this is a different approach to what birur is. It's like a third approach in general with migu. Either it's first one is a formal emes, second one is koach hataina, which has nothing to do with birur, and the third one is a sociological type of subjective birur, whereas we're basing it on the Ramban and Baba Basra on Kufla Medalad. I want you to get that. Where the Ramban writes, you know why that woman's mutter to a kohen? Because the husband didn't really want to ever say it, but he did want it to be in his back pocket to be believed on Yeshli Bonim. So it's kind of like you got to get in his mind to say, oh, Is this a legitimate? It is a legitimate migu. But you have to get in his mind. Would he say it? Would he not want to say it? Would he want the result of that? He does not want the result that his wife can't marry a Cohen. So since he does not want the result, that he can't marry a Cohen, then therefore, we could suggest the same thing here. A migu by two edim is not acceptable because they don't know what the other guy's thinking. Okay? Whereas the first teretz doesn't even get in the guy's mind. We don't really care about that. We want to know your match. Edim is the heavyweight. It is the super heavyweight. Okay? It is the super heavyweight champion of the world. Edim. Lavdolos, nothing comes in the ring with it. Shua, Rov, Migu, and even Rav Chisda that said he got in the ring, Migu could get in the ring with Edim, but it didn't mean that it's better than Edim. All it meant to say is that maybe it would be, what, another Edim. Wouldn't be better. Never would be better. So that's the Chiddush. That's the pshat we want to suggest in the pshat in this Tosis. Okay? All right, very good. Oh, right there now. Next Tosis. Let's go, Mike. Go ahead, David. Next Tosis. Okay, now we had in the Gemara, let's just refresh our memory, David. What do we say? Rav Nachman holds what? In our Gemara? Do we say to Shabbat M'sasa Balakulubai Achasha? No, we don't. Face off regarding the eatings. The guy that said his father wins, yes? The guy who said it was his father said, ate him, his father wins. Okay, and he held like who? Rav Huna that said they're kosher. Okay, let's see the Taisis now. Okay, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Oh, another bomb kasha. Go ahead. Shnayim. Umesu. So two guys are Stein and Ashtar. What happens? Excellent. They both die. Umesu. They both die. God forbid. Go ahead. Bau Shnayim. Shnayim. Bamru Yadanu, the box says Yadanu. Sheksav Yodam, who we know it's their signatures, which we called what? Kiyum what? Kiyum Stars. Excellent. Go ahead. Ava what? Right. What does that mean? There's a big problem, though, with you guys, the first set that died. They're not alive anymore. They were puzzled. Because they were minors, a cutness pusulatus, or they were what? They were psulatus. Psulatus means they had a problem in their mishpacha, let's say. Okay? Let's say they were psulatus. Okay? Or what? Anusim hayu. What's anusim hayu? Now, there are two types of anusim. Okay? The Gemara writes in Ksubis. One is andaf yuchesimis. Anusim hayinu machnis. Mamon, what's Mamon? Some guy says to them, two guys, or whatever, a bunch of guys say, they, you don't sign on the star for this loan. God forbid they threaten that they're going to burn down their house. So they're afraid. I'm sorry, they're afraid of having their house lost. So they sign on the star falsely. They sign on the star falsely. Now, what's that called? Sheker. That's a lie. They really should have what? They really should have said, you're not allowed to do a lav. You have to forfeit. You know what the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch based on the Ran? It's an amazing din. The Ramah writes based on the Ran and Sukkah. If someone threatens you to eat a piece of ham or to transgress any lav in the Chumash and you lose all your money, you have to lose all your money. You have to lose all your money, mamish. Ramah writes, Yevazveis, kol mamon, shelo lavor alav. It's very important din. Well, God forbid it, anyone should be in that situation, but that's beferish. Beferish Ramah. I'm not talking about pikuach nefesh. They're just saying you'll have to lose all your money unless you eat this piece of ham. You're not physically being threatened, your body. The Ramah writes you have to lose all your money. For an essay, Al Yoser, Al Yavaz Vez Yoser Michomish. Al Yavaz Vez Yoser Michomish. Now, I'm not saying it's an easy thing to do. Of course not. For an essay, right? Shalom Lavor Al Essay. Let's say a guy says, you know what? If you put on tefillin today, if you put on tefillin today, he says he's going to take away all your money in your bank account. Now, what is the din? If he says up to a fifth, then you have to what? You have to lose up to a fifth. More than that, you don't have to do. And you would what? Have a tour not to put on tefillin. It's a very important rule. We have to know that rule. So, unfortunately, these guys say they were forced. Anusim, right? What does it say, David? It says they were anusim. How you? So I'm saying to you, if they were anusim machmas mamon, they're rishoyim. That's a horrible thing. They're mamas rishoyim. They're postulatus. It's hard for me to say rishoyim, but they are. They shouldn't have signed it. They lied. They were over lav. They did a terrible thing. They are considered to be rishoyim, and that's considered to be what? They're mamas psulim la'edus. Okay? However, there is a second situation called Amnusim Hainu Machmas Nefashos. What does that mean? The guy took a gun to your head, God forbid, and he said, you don't sign the shtar, he's going to kill you. That case, you are mutter to sign it. Now, don't get me wrong, it's a false thing, but you're not postulatus. You are not postulatus. So what are they saying, David? The two guys signed the shtar, they die. Two other guys say, yes, we recognize the signature, but there's a problem. They're either psuleitis, they're either ketanim psuleitis, or anusim hainu, which makes them what? Which would deem the shtar as being what? Puzzle. Correct, David? Which would deem the shtar as being puzzle. Okay? Which would deem the shtar as being puzzle. Go ahead. So what does it say? Im what? Period. Okay, what does that mean? What does Ksav Yodam Yotzim Makom Acher mean? Meaning there was another star in another place that Beis Din verified the star. If Beis Din verifies a star, what's that called? Kiyum Shwat? Kiyum Shtaris. That means a star certified. It's beautiful. Is the second set believed, David? Yes or no? The second set. That set about the guys that died, that they were either Ktanim, Anusim, or Wapsuladis. Right? Are they believed or not believed? Yes or no? What do you say? What does the Gemara say? Ain't them on them. They are not believed. The star's been certified, finished. Star has been certified and finished. Now, what happens if what? The star has not been certified? What's the din? They are believed. The second set is believed over the first set, and that's the din. That's what we assume. The second set is believed because they have a what? They have a pesh osser. They have a pesh osser, a pesh hitter. What's the pesh osser? What's the pesh osser? They say Ksav Yodam. And then a second later they say what? They were Psuim Hayini. Hanusim Hayini. Peshasa Peshitr. So please get that down. Let's get the din. If it's Ksav Yodam, if the Ksav Yodam was verified B'makom Acher, then the second set ain't Nemonim. The second set is not believed because it's been certified already. If, however, ain't Ksav Yodam B'makom Acher, ain't Ksav Yodam B'makom Acher, then what's the din? What's the halacha? Then what? Ne'amanim. Why are they ne'amanim? Pesh Yasser who? Pesh what? Shehiter. Why is it Pesh Yasser? They said, yes, you're good. Just like the woman says, she's married, she's divorced. They say they testified, they're good guys, but they're psulim. That's the chiddush that the Tosfos brings out from this Gemara in Maseches Ksubos. Now let me ask you. Someone should ask me, why are they believed here? Then what should you ask me? Seth, what do you say? If there's no Ksav Yodam Makom Acher, why are they believed? What do we just got through saying with the previous Tosfos? Shmuel, what do you say? What did we just get through saying in the previous Tosfos? First Tosfos. Nigu Debe Trey. Excellent, Josh. What? Why is the Gemara saying Ksubis? If the star has not been verified, the second set wins. Pesh Osser. What do you mean? There's no Migu by Bay Trey. We just learned that. We learned that from the previous Tosos. What's the Gemara and the Ksubis mean? It's a great point, no? What's the answer? It's a Pesh Osser. Pesh Osser is different than regular Miku. A Pesh Osser is different. Pesh Osser, they didn't have to testify at all. They come in and testify, we know they're telling the truth. They didn't have to come in and say the two guys died. Two other guys come in and say, that's their signatures, but they were psuleitis. Pesh Osser is different. Peshasha v'beit trei amrinin. So if I would ask you, guys, give me examples where, give me examples. We wrote 1, 2. Give me cases where migu v'beit trei amrinin. What would you say? Liftor mo momo, tosa kedushin. Kedei lomar paranu. Let's write down number 3. Gemara b'ksubis. This Gemara. That ain't savyonim. I'm going to write peshasher. Peshasher is powerful. Peshasher v'beit trei amrinin. They didn't have to come in and testify. If they come in and testify, then we listen to their second statement as well. Peshasher. Hu peshahita. Okay? That's very interesting. Because I know you look, you combine these two toasts, I'm thinking to myself, what's going on here? How could the Gemara b'ksubis have that din? Ain't savyonim wakamacher ne'amani. Migu v'beit trei lo amrinin. What's the answer? It's a peshasher. They didn't have to say anything. They didn't have to come in and testify. They come in and testify and they switch. It's fine. Pesh asher debay trey amrinin. Everyone got that? No, you got it? Pesh asher debay trey amrinin. Migu debay trey lo amrinin. But pesh asher debay trey amrinin. That's the chiddush. Mike, you got me? Because they didn't have to testify. They come in and testify and say, yes, that was their signatures, but they were ketanim hayu, anisim and psuleidus hayu. Okay. Oh, go ahead, David. Back to Tosis now. Go ahead. Biter. Excellent, excellent. Now, what's the kasha? What is the kasha of Magbin and Bay Trey? Now, let me ask you. David, when it says Ein Ne'amanim, what does that mean? What does Ein Ne'amanim mean? What do you say?
We don't believe them.
Well, the Gemara says Ein Ne'amanim means we don't believe them, therefore the star should be a what? A good star. So you should be able to collect with it. So the Gemara asks, do you really collect with it? What does it say? It's Trey v'Trey. Why do you ignore the second set? You've certified it. Yashar Koyach, you've certified it. But there's two other Eidim screaming in your face saying that they're bad. So how can you use the star to collect? Ein Ne'amanim means the second set's not believed. Therefore, the star is certified. Therefore, you can collect with it. How can you collect with it? These two guys are yelling. Do that line again. The Gemara asks. Oh, Parach, Makbinim betray. Makbinim betstara? You mean you can collect with that star? Trey betray, Ninu. It's Trey betray. How can you use that star and say it's good? Zuck Tysus, go ahead, Umasi Kasum. Oh. Right, it says some say Rav, some say Rav Nachman, different Gerses. Very good. Mare. So what does Rav Nachman say in that Gemara in Ksubis? What does Rav Nachman say in that Gemara in Ksubis? What does it mean? He says you really can't collect with the star. What does it mean, Eli Ein Ne'amanim? What does Ein Ne'amanim mean? Ein Ne'amanim means you just keep the status quo. You keep the status quo. Whoever's on the piece of land keeps the piece of land and finished. It doesn't mean that the star's good to be collect with. It just means you keep the status quo. That's all it means. It's an amazing chiddush. You follow me? Ein Ne'amanim, you'd have the impression the first set, second set is not believed. The star is good and finished. Collect with it. No. Rav Nachman says all it means is keep the status quo. That's what the Gemara says. Now you tell me the kasha before I read it inside. What did Rav Nachman say in our Gemara? What did Rav Nachman say in our Gemara? Shmuel. When you have a chasha, in futuristic cases, are they kosher? Yes? Why don't you say they're kosher here? How can Rav Nachman say that we cannot use the star? What do you mean? Why shouldn't we be able to use a star? All there is a chasha. And it's considered to be other aid. It's considered to be like another aidus. What are these guys saying? These guys are not denying David that there was a loan, are they? They're just saying your status was messed up. You were ketanim. But maybe the loan is true. You follow me? So therefore, we should... What does Rav Nachman say in our Gemara? If you have two sets that contradict each other, they're kosher in the future. So how does Rav Nachman say in that Gemara? Oh, don't collect with the star. Rav Nachman himself says, don't collect with the star. What do you mean, don't collect with the star? According to you, Rav Nachman, a chasha doesn't make them puzzle. For other eduyos, so you're fine. So this should be like other eduyos. Just go ahead, they read inside. That's a stira. Go ahead. V'hasvirilei hacha. What does Rav Nachman hold here? Kill what? V'hasvirilei. No, v'amai. Start again from v'amai. Why? Why can't you collect with the Shtar of Nachman? Go ahead. You hold here of Nachman. No, Kirav. No, you skipped. Vasvir lehacha Kirav Huna. You hold like Rav Huna here. Go ahead, Diksherim. Go ahead. Because we put them on a cheskes kashrus. Go ahead. Vahasam nami. Bachetz or nami. Hamilve, Shahayu Omrim, Ella Shomru, Dipsulim Hayisim. Go ahead. Oh, so let's stop there for a moment. What is he saying? Again, these second set of Adam is not contradicting information. They're not saying there wasn't a loan. What are they saying? They're saying you guys were psulim at that time. But the information they're not arguing on, so therefore should be considered like another Adis. If it's like another Adis, then Rav Nachman and Rav Huna say, even if you're contradicting on one Adis, the other days Adis, you still remain kosher. So how do you, Rav Nachman, say the star is not shouldn't be usable to collect with? It should be usable. Go ahead, behind you what? Oh, you should be believed here, Ksherim. Afagav. The Elu Machishin Mosam. Osan Kishar. What does he say? He says you should be believed here, like here, Kamog Ksherim, even though they're Machishin them and Paslin them. But they can be considered like psulim lechol davar edus. Doesn't make a difference. When you have a chasha, you could say that to us, you guys are the biggest liars that we've ever seen. But they could say that from today until tomorrow. You guys are the biggest liars we've ever seen. Does that affect them on a case tomorrow? No, it doesn't. Doesn't affect them at all. None at all. None whatsoever. They remain kosher. So it's an amazing thing. These two other Adims say that these guys were psulim. And it was what? We assume that it was inanemonim. They're not believed. So the star should be certified. You should be able to collect the star. It's a beautiful star. No, Rav Nachman says, it's not a beautiful star. You, Rav Nachman, say, by hachasha, it doesn't affect the kashrus of the Adim at all. None whatsoever. And this is like another Adis. Why is it like another Adis? Because they were just telling about their status. They were just talking about the Adam status. They weren't talking about the information. So if they're not believed, they're not believed. So therefore the star should remain kosher. And you should be able to collect with it. That's what he's asking. You see the sharp point at those, even though it is the same case, but on a theoretical level, it's not the same case. You follow me here? And that's the chap of Tosfos. Because they were attacking their status, whether they were kosher or pasul. They weren't attacking the token of the Adis. If they're not attacking the token of the Adis, then that Adis should remain what? Should remain kosher. Shkoyach, you've attacked them. But regarding the other testimonies in life, they're fine. This is, should be considered like another testimony in life. It's been certified, it's fine, it's kosher. Yes, Elliot.
Can you just answer that if it's in the same star, then we'll say that it is connected and that's why it will work?
It's not, though.
It's in the same star.
It's not, though. It is, but the truth is you're not attacking the token, the content.
But it's tainted. The whole thing is tainted.
It's not tainted. You tainted their gavra, their status, but not the information. So view that as what? A separate concept. That's what Tosfos is saying conceptually. That's the point of Achasha. Achasha shouldn't affect anything else except this case itself. And we're saying that even in this case itself, it's not the same. You're driving, it's a little bit different point that Tosh is going to answer. But that's Tosh's Kasha. Tosh's Kasha, very, very strong Kasha. Very strong Kasha that Tosh asks. That's what he wants to say. That's the Chiddush. he wants to suggest here. Okay? All right. In other words, the way Nachlas Moshe speaks it out, he says a beautiful pshat. He says what we said. He said, Imkin hasam nami nukulu einim shebishtar alcheskes kashrus. The number is Eshiidu shebishtar hu emes av edus ksheira. I mean, the bottom line is that you should treat it as two separate things. We should say the Edom and the Shtar are believed that the Shtar is Emes, like here. And therefore, one Kat says in the second one that they're liars, they're postulatists, but we still say for other Edoms that they're kosher. So to here, we should establish the Edom on the Shtar, they're Cheskes Kashrus, and say that it's Emes. To your point, Elliot, they have a Cheskes Kashrus. You say to us that we're puzzled. We have a Cheskes Kashrus. It's affecting what? It's a different, what's considered to be like a different Edus. That's what Tysus is driving at. Okay? That's a Skiddush. Okay, go ahead, David. What's his Teretz? Go ahead, Vomri read. Achas Kayu. Go ahead. Mafkelu min Cheskes Kashrus. Upsule Edis saw you. Okay. So what does Tosis give a Teretz? What is the basis of Rav Huna? What is the basis of Rav Huna, Yitzi, that Shnei Kidin and Mechish Mitzvah are kosher in futuristic cases? What do we say from the Rashbam? And we said last week. What is the basis? Because each guy has a what? Each guy is a Cheskes Kashrus. A lot of Mesadri Kedushim, before they call up the Edim, when they ate him, before they do the Sinus HaKedushim, they say that the Edim Kedushim should have Erhuri Tshuva. You should have thoughts of Tshuva. Right? Okay, that's a Chumrah. Every Jew has a Cheskes Kashrus. Mikra, then you don't need to do that. If you have done something wrong that maybe would postulate us, you should have Erhuri Tshuva. You should have Erhuri Tshuva. But Mikra, then everyone has a Cheskes Kashrus. That's the basis of Rav Huna. Yes, Yitzi? What is Tosus' answer? Tosus' answer is an ingenious answer. Why is it that we don't say the Shtar is collectible when we say Ein Nemanim? Why does Rav Nachman say here that you shouldn't use the Shtar? What's the Teretz of Tosus? So the Teretz of Tosus is as follows. In our case, the Edim that are steining it don't have a what? They don't have a Cheskes Kashrus. They don't have a Cheskes Kashrus. Therefore, we don't accept their Eidus. That's the answer, Elliot. They've lost their Cheskes Kashrus. Why have they lost their Cheskes Kashrus? Why have these Eidim lost their Cheskes Kashrus? They've lost their Cheskes Kashrus because people are saying that they were Psule Eidus. People are saying they were Ketanim. They never had a Cheskes Kashrus. They never ever had a Cheskes Kashrus. When you say Anusim Hayinu, right? What is Anusim Hayinu? You're not saying that the guys are Rishoyim. In Machmas Nefoshes, are you saying the guys are Rishoyim? No, they're not Rishoyim. Their lives were threatened. They would have been shot in the head. You're not being taking away their Cheskes Kashrus. You're not taking away their Cheskes Kashrus. Not at all. And that's the answer, Lamais. In this case, there's no way you can establish from today till tomorrow that they have a Cheskes Kashrus. Also by Psuleidus. What's Psuleidus? You had a psul in your mishpacha. You had a psul in your mishpacha from the time you were born. And because of the death of someone or because there was a divorce, you're no longer relatives. There was a psul in the mishpacha. What do you mean? They were related. In other words, you're not trying to challenge their Cheskes Kashrus. The basis of Rav Huna that Shnei Kitei HaMachashim Tzutzu is good is because why? Each guy has a Cheskes Kashrus. I'm not attacking their Cheskes Kashrus. I'm saying they're fine people. But what I'm saying is that I'm coming from an indirect way. And what am I saying? I'm saying that these guys are what? These guys are puzzle. Because they were what? They were gazlanim. They were what? They were not gazlanim. They were coerced. They were always ketanim. They were krovim at that time. Now they're okay. We're going to have to see why you have to also say they're testifying now they're revoking. But what Tosus is saying is an ingenious answer. He's saying, you know why it's not a stir in Rav Huna? Rav Huna holds Michael and our Gemara. You have a Cheses Kashas. Therefore, Shnei Kitei Machshim Zuzur Kasher in the future. We're not destroying their Cheses Kashas in this case. When we say Ein Nemanim, if there's a Ksav Yadam, Ein Nemanim means the stars. Stars should be collect. You should be able to collect with. You can't collect it. Hi, but they have a Cheses Kashas. Like Elliot said, they're two different points. They're not two different points. The only way they're considered to ever be good is because they have a Cheses Kashas. And I'm not denying their Cheses Kashas. I'm saying there's a side problem. That side problem does not allow you to use the shtar. And that side problem is that they were ketanim. They were ketanim. I'm not challenging whether the guy's an emistika guy or not. He was a cotton the whole time. Number two, I'm saying that what? I'm saying that they had a gun to their head, literally. I'm not saying they're, I'm not questioning the Cheses Kashas. They're still great Yidden. They're B'nai Torah, but they lied because they were saving their lives. They were related at that time because there was a death of a guy or a divorce. Now they're not related, but they were related. I'm not questioning the Cheses Kashas. I'm just saying they were not that. They were not legitimate kosher Adim when they signed that shtar for that shtar. Because maybe they were related to the parties. As I said, a gun was to their head, or as I said, that they were ketanim. And because of that, that's why the shtar cannot be used to collect. It could be used to keep the status quo, but nothing more than that. And that's why Tosfos says it's not a stira in Rav Nachman. Because you're not trying to say it's based on their chesed. I'm not challenging their chesed kashrus. It's like a back door. I'm passing them through a back door. That's what chiddush of Tosfos is. It's a tremendous chiddush of Tosfos. That's the chiddush, and that's the Mishnah Ksubis. Okay, we're not trying to take them out of their kashrus, okay? And therefore, we could say the second set is at least believed least to allow to make the shtar not usable to collect. El, do you follow me? The whole basis of Rav Huna is based on what? A cheskes kashrus. I'm not challenging their cheskes kashrus. I'm just saying it's not usable, the shtar. Not usable, the shtar, because there were side problems with them. There were technical problems that made them postulators for this case. Either a gun was to their head, and they lied when they signed, even though it was mutter because they saved their lives. They were ketanim. I'm not saying that they're not cheskes kashrus, but they were ketanim. Or they were related at that time. That's the chiddush that we want to bring out. That's the Tosfos chiddush. That's why it's not a steer at all, but the Rav Nachman. That's the Tosfos. It's an ingenious answer. It's an ingenious answer. That's what Tosfos say. Now, Ellie, you brought up, maybe you could have said it's all the same thing, but even though, you don't have to say it's the same thing. You don't have to say it's the same thing. We're talking about their status. The token was what? Token is fine. So let the token be considered to be another Adis. Tosfos is saying, Tosfos doesn't give that answer, it's all the same thing. Conceptually, they are two different things. Your validity as a human being and the information on the star. Tosfos is answering, no. Tosfos answering is that that's exactly the point. I'm not challenging their cheskes kashrus. That's always there. But there's a side problem. That side problem is not impinging their cheskes kashrus, but it's impinging it from a different way. Okay. Now, what we have to do is, okay, let's get it, is why does Tosfos have to add on, and now they're saying nisrachaku. What does nisrachaku mean? What does the word nisrachaku mean? They're no longer related anymore. Why must you add that on that they're no longer related? Why must you add on that they're no longer related? That's the question that we have to figure out. Why is that so important? That we have to say that they're what? That has nothing to do with our Gemara, it has to do with that Gemara. Why must you add in, now they're bar mitzvah age, now they're not related, now the guy doesn't what? Right? Now the guy doesn't have what? A gun to his head, right? Why must you add that on? Tosfos says it to explain the Gemara over there. We don't need it for our teretz. Okay? We don't need it for our teretz. But what's the reason why Tosfos needs to say that over there? Why do you have to say now that they're not related? Or the ketanim is now they're gedolim. What's the pshat? Why does Tosfos have to add that? Okay? Before we get to that, I just want to point out there's something a little bit difficult here. Why isn't there a cheskes kashrus or a chazaka that they weren't forced? It's a little bit of a difficulty. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you have a gun to your head. In all three of the cases, you claim a cotton, he's always been a cotton. Okay, that I hear. They've always been related. That I hear. No problem. What do you do about the guy the guy's had a gun to his head his whole life? You understand what I'm saying? Isn't there a chazaka, a previous status that there's no gun to his head? You know what I'm saying? There's a chazaka. We always say you're not messing with the cheskes kashas. But isn't there a chazaka that there was no gun to the guy's head? I mean, there's no chazaka. The guy's always been a katan, you're saying. He was always a katan. There's no age before a katan in your kasher. Or the guy always was related, always possible. You follow me, Alan? But before the chazaka, isn't there what? There was a gun to the guy's head. But there's a chazaka that there was no gun to his head before that. Right? Granted, you're not taking out his cheskes kashrus, but wasn't there a chazaka that he wasn't honest before that? Sarachim. That's what the Nachlas Moshe asks on this Tosis. He doesn't have a terror. It's a great kasha. See, all those three examples, two of the three are fine. But the one about Anusim Ayinu Machmas Nefashos? Oh, he had a gun to his hand when he signed it. The day before he had no gun to his head, there was a chazaka. He never had a gun to his head. Aren't you messing with that chazaka by saying he has a gun to his head now? See, by saying he's a cotton, he always was a cotton. By saying they're always related, he always was related. But by saying he has a gun to his head, well, yesterday he didn't have a gun to his head. He hasn't been living with a gun to his head his whole life. Yeah, go ahead, Elliot.
You say he's in some sort of condition that someone has blackmailed him or something.
But existed his whole life? Hard to imagine. Okay, I mean, I guess you have to say that. It's hard to imagine that you're saying, oh, the two guys that signed it and died, and those guys, you know, were in a situation of blackmail their whole life. Okay.
I'll tell you guys a monster. Guys, if you don't sign it, I'll tell everyone you're a monster. That's for life, yeah.
Okay, but we're saying Machmas Nefash. He's saying, Anusim, I know Machmas. He's going to kill him. He's going to kill him. He always wasn't in. Okay. Are you going to have to say that? I mean, you're going to have to say that he was always in a situation of duress his whole life that he had to sign this. I mean, it's hard to believe. It's one transaction. So he signed it when he's 20. So for his whole life, for 20 years, up till this day, he was under duress that from the time he was born, 20 years later, we knew he had to sign on that. If he wouldn't sign on that, he'd be killed. It's a little schwer. But that's what the Nachlas Moshe asks on that case. It's a tremendous kasha. Okay, but nonetheless, let's finish up with the point we just mentioned. Why is there a need for Tosfos to say now they are not related or now they are bar mitzvah age? Why do you have to say that? Why does Tosfos have to say that? So it's interesting. Rebbe Chanan points out, Poshup Shat, okay, what you have to say is, Rebbe Chanan says that if they would say now they're Ketanim, they're still Ketanim, or now they're what? Now they're considered to be still related, what would be the din? Rebbe Chanan would say that would be attacking them, the Guf Ha'edim. That would be attacking the Guf Ha'edim. And therefore, there ain't Edim Shebishtar Ne'amonim, Lo Mar Shanach Lo Krovim. Meaning, that if the second set would come in and say, I want you to get this, if the second set would come in and say the first set, they're Ketanim now also, right? Meaning they're dead, but if they would be alive, they'd be Ketanim now, or they're still related, then what would be the din? Then the second set would slam dunk win. And therefore the din would not be Ein Ne'amonim. The Rebbe Chanan writes that Tosfos had the right, that they're saying then they were Ketanim, now they're what? If they would be alive now, they would be Gedolim. Or they would be what? Or they would be, at this time, they're not related. You must say that, because if you don't say that, they're attacking the Guf Ha'edim. And who would win? The second set would win. Just like by Hazama, the second set would win. When you attack the Guf Ha'edim, then the second set wins. The first set that signed the star, they're not saying they're not Ketanim. They're just signing the star and the information. So Rebbe Chanan writes that the Tosfos had to write that at this time, presently, when they're testifying, they would have been fine. They would be gedolim, they would be unrelated. That's what Rebbe Chanan writes. So the Nachlas Moshe asks, he says, I don't understand, he says. And this is the Chiddush. If they say, now Nisrachku, then it's considered to be what? If they say, now Nisrachku, then the Eidus is just on the star, and therefore, it's considered to be what? Considered to be Hachashu. Again, it's not collectible. But again, if they would say right now they're Ketanim, then the second set would slam dunk win, even if it was certified. It wouldn't be Ein Ne'amonim. It would be Ne'amonim. So Nachlas Moshe says, by Hazam I understand the second set wins. Because the first set can't say Ne'amon O'ichim. Like we said, they're attacking the Guf Ha'edim, like the Ramban Al-Tayr. They're saying the first set are like Mechal Shabbos. So you see that only regarding to that, when they're testifying the Guf Ha'edim. So too, even though they would say Krovim now, V'nisrachaku, why don't we say, since they're saying on the Guf Ha'edim, why are the first guys believed? That's what Nachlas Moshe asks. He says, I don't understand. What does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, they were Ketanim, And if they'd be alive now, they would be gedolim. He says, even that, aren't they attacking the Guf HaEdim? Even that alone, aren't they attacking the Guf HaEdim? Why is the second set not believed? They're attacking them. They're attacking their Guf HaEdim. They're saying their Tanim. They're saying Tzul Eide Sayinu. They're saying Meshpoche. They're saying Anusim. Doesn't that attack in Guf HaEdim? Even if you just say that then they were Tanim, even though now they're okay, just saying then that they were bad, isn't that attacking Guf HaEdim? Why are they not believed? Why is it not like Hazama? You know what the answer is? Because Hazama is a Chiddushu. Only when you say Imanu HaYisem, do we say that it rings that it rings the bell and you win what? You win, the second set wins Imanu HaYisem. Only by Hazama. When they attack the Guf HaEdim, do you win? But when you don't engage in Hazama, you just say they were Ketanim or Stam, or they were Psu Eidus HaYu, that's not Hazama. So the second set does not win. The only time the second set would win is if they said they are Ketanim then and they are Ketanim now. Then the second set would win. But when they say they were Ketanim then, but they are fine now, if they are Ketanim then and they are fine now, then that's not considered to be Hazama and they would not be acceptable. That would not be acceptable at all. And that's the Chiddush. That's what the Nachlash Moshe wants to say. That's considered to be what? It's considered to be a Chiddush. Eid Zomim is a Chiddush. You want to tell me the Chiddush is only according to Rava? Abai also holds it's a Chiddush. Abai also holds it's a Chiddush. Abai also holds it's a Chiddush. He just doesn't hold of what? Hold of Rava's water. Mikan Lahavol Nifr. He holds Mimonafshach. Either you're believed or you're not believed. That's the Chiddush. What? That's the Chiddush of Abai. Mimonafshach. If they're not saying Sheker, then they shouldn't be Possel. If they are saying Sheker, then it should be Lamafrehu Nifsel. So the answer is that they must say what? The answer is that they must say, very importantly, they must say that they were Ketanim then, but they are Kosher now. Because what that sets up is that what? They will not be believed. Because if they say they would be Ketanim now, then the second set will win. Mamish. That's why Rabbi Chanan says they must say this. What's the difference between what? Aren't they still attacking the Guf HaEdim? Am I saying they were Ketanim then? But now they're not Ketanim? No, the answer is they're not attacking them. That's only a din by what? By Hazama. But only by Hazama that works. Here that doesn't work. Only by Hazama is it a Chiddush. That if you attack the Guf HaEdim, is it considered to be a problem? That's what he's saying. Mahay Tam Rav says the Chiddushu. That's the Chiddush. Only by Hazama do we say if you attack the Edim. If they attack him completely now, then in a Hanami they would win. That's why you must add, that's why I want to stress, you must have the achshav nisrachaku. Now they're fine. Then that sets up, ain't them on them, you can't use the shtar. Because if they say they're still ketanim, it's like we had in the beginning of this year with the Tosfos. The second set could say to the first set, if they would say you're gazlanim, they're believed. Tosfos asked it as a migu. But if they would have said it, they would be believed. Same thing here. If they would say you're ketanim now, and they're ketanim now, and then they were ketanim, now they are. Second set, slam dunk wins. But now that they say Nisrachku, then they're not believed, and we don't use the shtar. Because only by Hazama do we say, when you attack the Guf HaEdim, and say, then Imanu HaYisim, are you believed. That's the Chiddush. Okay, we'll stop here. All right, everyone, have a good week. Kazer over, good. And...